Hey, sweetie, how was your day? Oh, that's great. Yeah, my day was okay. Nothing really exciting to report. But hey, listen, I think we need to talk. Can you turn off your game for me, please? Nah, that's not gonna work for me right now. Turn it off, or I'm gonna turn it off for you. Okay, thank you. So why don't you have a seat for me, okay? No, not on the chair, babe. I want you to kneel down on the floor facing me. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those dogs, baby. Why? You're really asking me why? Well, it's because I'm not getting what I need from you, sweetie. Your housework has been slipping, and you're no longer obedient to me. So we're gonna have a little chat. What do I want to discuss? Well, first we're gonna discuss your behavior, and then we're going to discuss some changes that I'm gonna be making for you. But really, baby, this will not be a discussion at all. I'm actually going to ask that you keep your mouth shut. Do you understand me? Okay, great. Thank you. And you will remain silent until I say otherwise. And if you open your mouth to speak, I will give you a testicle spanking. Do you understand me? Not yes. Great. Now, I've made a list of the things that I want to discuss with you and some of the rules that I'm going to be implementing. But before we go over that, I'd like for you to pull your waistband down and show me your genitals. No, babe. Leave your shorts on. Just pull your waistband over. I just want your penis and testicles to be on display while I talk with you. Well, it's just kind of a status thing, sweetie. You're kneeling on the floor with your genitals on display from me while I'm above you in a chair. And in this moment, I feel that we're both in our proper places. No, please take your hand off your penis. And as a matter of fact, just put your hands behind your back and keep them there. And if you move your hands from this position, I will hand spank your testicles, okay? Good. Now, I'd like to go over a few things with you. Well, I know that we've only been married for a year, but I'd really like us for us to take our relationship to the next level. I've come to this conclusion because, well, you're not really where you need to be behavior-wise. The week before you and I got married, me and your stepmom sat down and we really hammered things out. We laid out a very specific life plan for you, baby, and including behavior milestones. But, baby, we are way behind on your behavior plan. Oh no, baby, it's not your fault at all. It's my fault. And as your wife, it's my responsibility to train you, to mold you into the best man that you can be. But I think I've been far too lenient with you. By our 1 year anniversary, I was supposed to have fully eliminated video games from your life. And also, I should have had you on a full-time chastity schedule by now. And neither of these things have been done. And it's okay, just like your mom said, marriage is a hard work and it never goes as planned. But we really need to make these things happen, baby. And we're going to right now. I'm not just expecting these changes from you right away. We're going to be gradual about these things, okay? And I've written a list of rules for you right here on this piece of paper. And they will be hanging on the fridge in case you forget any of them, okay? Good. Okay, rule number one. You'll be placed in chastity today and remain locked up for 3 nights. And on the fourth morning, you'll be released. and I'll milk your little penis and then reaffix your device immediately after. We will follow this schedule until I feel it is necessary to change. However, I'm going to let you know right now that these milkings are going to be a little different than what you're used to. See, you will be on all fours on the bed, and I will be behind you. And in my right hand, I'll be wearing a latex glove, and I'll lubricate my index finger, insert it into your rectum, and massage your prostate gland. There will be no, look at me right now, baby. There will be no stimulation to your penis whatsoever. And the only reason I'm removing your penis from chastity is to keep it healthy and exercised. These fleshlight milkings that I've been giving you have just been making you so spoiled. I really think this kind of milking is going to be what's best for us. No, baby, just don't look so sad. Prostate massages can be really good too. And besides, wait until you hear what's next on my list. Yeah, number two is exciting. And I think you're really gonna like it. First of all, we're throwing that old fleshlight away. Oh my god, look at your face. Baby, don't worry. I bought you a new girlfriend. Well, over the weekend, me and your mom made it, actually. She's a silicone torso that's been attached to a box on the floor. It's in the closet right now. She's got a rubber vagina and even an anal cavity, too. Of course, the anus will be reserved for a special occasion, like your birthday or something. I felt it, and believe me, it's super tight. Anyway, at the end of every week, we will discuss your behavior. You'll kneel down, just like this, and put your genitals on display, just like you are right now. But you'll be allowed to speak and plead your case. We'll discuss your behavior, and I'll decide whether or not you will get to visit your girlfriend. And if I decide that you can't, you'll take your pants down, and I'll milk your little boy hole like normal. Or you'll just be punished if you've been bad. We'll discuss that later. But if I decide that you've been good, if I've decided you've been a really good boy, then I'll let you play with your girlfriend. She'll be attached to the floor, and your hands will be restrained behind your back. And I will remove your chastity device and set a timer for 2 minutes. And then I will take a hold of your little penis and manually insert it into the rubber vagina. You'll have 2 minutes to pump your little penis into the cavity. And if you finish in time, you'll be cleaned and put back into the device. And if you don't finish in time, you'll be bent over and I will stretch your little boy hole open and milk it. Do you understand me, baby? Doesn't that sound so nice? Okay, well, number three on my list is not so nice. It has to do with punishment. It's pretty straightforward, so we don't have to spend a lot of time going over this. Plus, I just hate having to think about punishing you. However, if I feel that this is warranted, I will not hesitate to punish you in this way. Obviously, you're still going to receive your normal corporal punishment. I'm not just going to stop the spankings or the scrotum punishments or any of that stuff. However, this one is fairly new, and I think it's going to be more effective in modifying your behavior. So, in conjunction with your chastity device and your rubber vagina, I'll be implementing an icy hot punishment. And at the end of every week, after our little discussion, if I find that punishment is needed, you're going to fetch a tube of icy hot. And I will take your chastity tube off, and I will apply a thick layer of icy hot to your testicles. And I'll also cover your penis and your little penis hole. You will then stand in corner time for 30 minutes with your hands restrained behind your back. And after 30 minutes, it'll be cleaned and put back into chastity. And maybe you'll be spanked after that, or you'll service my vagina or something, but that will be on a case-by-case basis. And that's it, actually. That's all I want to discuss about that. And I don't even want to think about it. Hopefully, I never have to do that to you. Oh, yeah, and number four is no more video games. I'll be removing your games off the PC, and I'll also be installing a net nanny on the computer to ensure your compliance. Well, you'll be allowed an hour a day of computer time, and I'll be supervising that time. Do you understand me? Look at me. Do you understand me? Not yes. Yeah, good boy. And that's really all I have on my list right now. I just want you to remember that all of this is going to be for your own good. I married you for a reason, and I love you tremendously, and I'm so proud of the man that you're becoming. But I just know you can do better. Like I said, I've just been too soft on you, baby. And I suspect the next few months are going to be rough for us. But you understand, as a man, that you need this. Every man needs a woman to guide him. And I am that woman for you. And you're my man, and you belong to me. And I love you. And I'm not afraid for my love to manifest into physical discipline. But I think in time you'll feel more comfortable in the chastity device, and you'll be used to our routine and our weekly behavior discussions. Look, here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that when I implement more changes for you, that you start to think of me differently. Sweetheart, I need to assume a more motherly role in your life. I'm going to be less of a wife to you and more of a mommy. Your stepmom, and I really think that's what's best for you. And it's what I want for our marriage. Honestly, this feels so natural to me. Our new relationship is going to be good for me too. I just need someone to take care of. You know, I've always had such strong maternal instincts. Babe, you look so worried. Don't you trust me? The transition will be gradual, don't worry. You won't even notice what's happening. Well, you won't really care anyway. Well, you won't really care anyway. Well, it's because your stepmom gave me this drug. Well, it's not really a drug, but like a liquid with drugs in it. And I'm actually not sure what it is, but she said it creates hormones in your brain and that will make you more emotionally dependent on me. It's like oxytocin or something. Apparently, it's going to make you considerably more emotional. That means more crying, more hugging and kissing, more cuddling. She said you'll need to be held and touched more frequently, and that I can expect you to cry in my arms. Oh, babe, doesn't that sound so sweet? She also said like that it's got some sort of mind-numbing effect. And to be honest, sweetie, it's going to lower your IQ. Oh, honey, please, please don't freak out. It's okay. Just calm down. I need you to trust me. I just love you so much. And these chemicals are just going to smooth you out a little bit. They're going to make you a little easier to deal with and a little more compliant. Crying is not necessarily a bad thing, baby. Crying can feel nice. And especially when I'm there to hold you tight. She actually also told me that the chemical cocktail is going to feel a little euphoric to you, too. Listen, you just need to let this happen, okay? And after your first dose, it gets a little easier from there. It's going to help with some of the things I'm going to do to you, like the chastity stuff. And I've actually prepared some of it already, baby. I mixed it in with some strawberry milk, and then I warmed it up and put it in a little baby bottle. So, come on, little man. You can get off the floor now. Let's go sit on the couch. N-n-uh-uh. Just leave your penis exposed. Okay, come on, baby. Okay, just get on my lap now. Get comfy. Yeah, that's it. Oh, baby, I can see how nervous you are. But I'm so proud of you for listening to all of this and remaining quiet like I asked you to. Now here's what's gonna happen. I'm going to pop this little nipple into your mouth and you're going to suckle on this bottle. And I need you to drink all of the warm milk in there because you've been so good. And because you've been so good, I'm going to hand milk your penis. And by the time you finish this bottle, I want a full load of cum in my hand. Do you understand? Say yes, mommy. Oh, good boy. And I want you to appreciate this because this is the last time you're going to feel my hand on your penis. After this, you will only be coming into the rubber vagina. Okay? You ready? Okay, come here, baby. Okay. Start suckling. Oh, your little cock is already leaking so much, sweetie. It's a good boy. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah, just drink that yummy strawberry milk down. You're going to finish the bottle for mommy, okay? Yeah? Good boy. Yeah, mommy's got you. I got you, baby. Oh, this dick feels so nice. Yeah? Yeah, you feel those chemicals in your brain already, huh? Oh, there's my good boy. Yeah, it's getting heavier, huh? Oh, I see your eyelids drooping a little bit. Oh, keep suckling, baby. You're almost there. That's a good boy. Oh, wait, your eyes are watering. You're starting to cry. Oh, that was faster than I thought it would be. Oh, goodness, you must be going through so much right now. But you're taking this so well, baby. You're such a good boy. Oh no, baby, you're slowing down. I know it's hard, but you gotta suckle all of this milk. I know you feel a little weird and heavy right now, but you gotta finish the bottle, baby. Now I'm going to speed up on your penis, okay, boy? Yeah, baby. That feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's a good boy. Keep drinking. Yeah, suckle that nipple. Good boy. Ah, oh, that's a good boy. Drink it up. Yeah, you're almost done, baby. Come on. There we go. You finished your bottle. That's a good boy. Ah, oh, yeah. Okay, mommy's gonna finish milking you now. You ready to make gummies, baby? Oh, your head is so heavy now. Is my little boy feeling stupid? Oh, he's such a big dum-dum. Yeah, that's okay. I've got you. Mommy's got you. You don't need to think, okay? No, no thoughts. That's a good boy. We like being stupid, don't we? Yeah, we do, don't we? Mommy's gonna tickle your little balls now, okay? Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? I know what you like. Oh, you gonna give your mommy gummies now? Oh, come on, good boy. Give me your gummies. Oh, baby, it's coming. I can feel it. Yeah, that's a good boy. Let it out for me, baby, right? Into my hand, boy. Give your mommy gummies. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, good boy. Yeah, that's such a good boy. Ah, such a mess. Look at all of those hot sticky gummies, baby. You're making mommy hungry. Ah, yeah. All right, sweetheart. I know you're feeling a little heavy, but you gotta get up, okay? We're gonna put your chastity device on now, okay? Oh, honey, I know it's okay to cry. You can cry. I know you're going through a lot right now. You're losing control, isn't it? I know, that's scary, but this is not the way it's gonna be. We still need to lock your little penis up, okay? And After I put your cage back on, we can lay down in the bed, okay? Then I'll hold you in my arms and squeeze you really tight. And you can play with my hair and twirl it around in your fingers. And maybe I'll let you play with my nipples too, yeah? Good? You wanna play with mommy's big nipples? Yeah. Then I'll stroke your little cute balls. And then we can talk about what I just did to you, okay? You can tell me how you're feeling, and you can tell me how scared you are, and how much you love me, and I'll listen to all of it. And I'll tell you that everything is going to be okay, baby. How does that sound? Yeah? Okay, we gotta get up now, okay? If you don't get up, mommy's going to have to slap your little balls, okay? Yes, 20 times. We don't want that, do we? No. Okay, come on, baby boy. Mommy's got you. And let's go lock you up.